This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tokyo has reported its highest number of new coronavirus infections Tuesday, days after the Olympics began. The Japanese capital reported more than 2,800 cases of new COVID-19 cases, exceeding the earlier record of more than 2,500 on January 7th. The city is under its fourth state of emergency, which is to continue through the Olympics until just before the Paralympics start in late August. Experts have warned that the more contagious Delta variant could cause a surge during the Olympics, which started Friday. The United States says it will keep existing COVID-19 restrictions on international travel in place for now due to concerns about the surging infection rate because of the Delta variant. It was the latest sign that the White House is having to recalibrate its thinking around the coronavirus pandemic as the more infectious variant surges across the U.S. and a substantial chunk of the population resist vaccination. It was also a reversal from the sentiment President Joe Biden voiced earlier this month when he said his administration was in the process of considering how soon the U.S. could lift the ban on European travelers bound for the U.S. The state of California and New York City have announced that they will require all government employees to get the coronavirus vaccine or face weekly COVID-19 testing. And the Department of Veterans Affairs on Monday became the first major federal agency to require healthcare workers to receive that shot. Meanwhile, in a possible sign that increasingly dire health warnings are getting through to more Americans, vaccination rates began to creep up over the weekend. The numbers offer hope the nation could yet break free of the coronavirus. This is VOA.